Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can also stream the audio there at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Comedian Dan Cummins later on this morning. Going to phone a program. Got a new special out. Is it on? What's it on?
Amazon, Apple TV, Amazon. Xfinity.
Quigby. What's that one? Is a Quigby out there?
No, that's the one that might not last.
Yeah.
Quibi.
That's the one that Quibi. has the updated version of Reno 911 is on Quibi or something like that. Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be short form stuff, and apparently what I read, they didn't take off very well.
It's tough to keep all that stuff straight. What to Google, what to do, and what to see, you know?
But like everything on it was supposed to be like less than 10 minutes or something.
So the Reno 911s are only short little episodes?
I don't know. I thought that was on Comedy Central.
No, it's not.
Oh.
You download it.
Yeah. That's that Quibi.
It's on Quibi, yeah. I saw the commercial for the reboot, and it looked funny. I mean, it's all the same characters, a lot of funny people on there, and all of a sudden they say, and download it on Quibi. I'm thinking, I don't know what that is. But I've heard of it, you know.
Yeah, have we reached the saturation point?
I don't know.
When it comes to streaming services.
I don't know.
No, I think this one was just, it was the format, the short form.
Yeah.
People just didn't take to it.
Didn't want to watch 10-minute episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some good stars attached to it, so. But it just, like I say, from what I read, they made a big deal of it when it came out there a couple weeks ago, and then it just kind of fizzled.
Well, they added Reno 911, so we'll see what happens there.
There's a channel on DirecTV, and I've never gravitated toward it, but it's all short films. You know, it's 10 to 15 minute films.
What channel is that?
It's all shorts. And it's down in that tier you were discussing earlier. But I've never bothered. And, you know, these days, I got 15 minutes.
Exactly. We're looking for something. What else is going on?
Yeah, the trouble is you've got 150 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. 15 minutes seems like nothing.
Right.
I got that covered.
And if it doesn't grab you.
I need to watch something for 15 minutes.
Yeah. And if it doesn't grab you, you're just going away anyway.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it is.
Taco Tuesday.
Let's drink some tequila now.
I got one airplane bottle. You're going to have to split it.
Well, that means germs everywhere. We can't
do that. I got little shot glasses, too.
Yeah, well, one airplane got a bottle.
Still.
Ain't gonna do it. That's just going to wet our taste.
I did my share of tequila on...
I drank tequila this weekend.
Sunday night.
Yeah, I drank a bunch Saturday night. So I was not feeling 100% on Sunday. Must have caught something. I never blame it on the alcohol.
So tequila on Saturday night, tequila on Sunday night.
Right.
But Tom drinks tequila on Tuesday.
Isn't
night.
It your annual? You execute on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Are you switching it up this week?
Yeah, because taco. You know,
go crazy and switch it up.
The takeout Tuesdays is too busy, so we do takeout Wednesday.
Is your Mexican restaurant, your favorite Mexican restaurant, open?
Yes.
Like, opening?
As far as sitting
dining,
down?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked into that.
I mean, there are certain ones you're allowed to. Some are not opening. Some are in Omaha.
I ain't going out. I'm not brave enough to venture out there.
No.
Yet.
But people are.
Are people really doing the takeout specifically Tuesday? It is busier on Tuesday.
It is. Yeah. That's why I don't do it that day.
Right.
I'll do it Wednesday or Thursday because...
You're not a follower.
I've done it twice a week anymore. I'm getting bored with what's in the fridge. So I just go to my wife, just call someplace.
Now, see, like yesterday was Christmas at my house. That's how we broke up a Groundhog Day.
What'd you do?
Well, Chrissy
went to Christmas?
She goes to the store on Mondays.
Oh. Oh, so you had a whole fridge.
Something new.
You had a fridge different stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting at the end of the garage waiting for her to come home.
With your tongue hanging out.
I hope she got some Grey Goose so I can make some martinis. And she did.
You're a good boy. You're a good boy. You go running in there with your goose.
It is like Christmas.
A bottle of goose in your mouth.
I'll compile a list, you know, throughout the week. And usually I get everything that I want.
Oh, isn't that nice? Santa was good to you.
Here, have some human treats, Todd.
Yeah. Which is goose.
Leave the dog treats for the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one of those.
Yeah, leave the mouse ass for the dogs.
There's one other dog treat that I want to try.
You probably should not.
That won't kill him.
Well, it won't kill him. It's not going to taste good.
Right? Not going to kill you. Right. Otherwise, they wouldn't feed it to dogs.
Got it.
You're good. 90-year-old Don Shula passed away. Miami Dolphins head coach and whatnot.
Hall of Famer? He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell
yeah.
Yeah. Last undefeated team.
The last.
Not going to happen. Only. Not going to happen again.
The only.
I certainly hope not.
Well, I'm watching the news. I watched a little sports yesterday on ESPN, and of course they're bored as hell, so they're discussing that. And they show the Patriots, but the Patriots lost Super Bowl. That doesn't count.
I don't know
if you're a Patriot fan or not. It doesn't count. You weren't undefeated.
I don't want anyone to break that. Unless, of course, it's my team or something like that. But I don't expect that.
The one dude, I can't remember the guy's name.
And I don't want your team to break that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to.
I don't think my team's going to either.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. But none of our teams in their current incarnation are going to break that. But I shouldn't say that because the one dude broke ranks because somebody's got to be and says he can see the Chiefs doing it with Mahomes. So I'm thinking,
No, they're not.
He said there's too many games, and the guy's got a great point.
Thank you.
You know how tough it is to win one game in the NFL. And now they're adding more games.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen.
And they're taking.
I don't want anybody to break it either. I know Todd hates the old drunk Dolphins, but I love them. I love them to get together and do blow with Mercury Morris and hang out.
Yeah,
you know?
I've got no issue with that.
Neither do I.
I don't care that they glow.
And believe me, I'm old enough. Sorry, boss. I'm old enough to remember that season, and I hated the Dolphins for a couple years after that because they were just the best team ever.
Right.
And then of course people don't remember that the Dolphins were good at one point 50 years ago. Yeah. Well, actually, Marino had them. They were a decent team then too, but. I'm so glad that they. I'm glad I want to keep that. Unless it's my team, and it can be my team,
right?
You know.
Right. Yeah. Unless it's my team, that's different. But yeah. I don't want anyone to go undefeated. Let them have it.
Yeah, they can have it.
Let them get drunk and
Plus, it's too tough now.
Every
well, you it was it, too tough with 16 games to win it all.
Well, it was 14 then, wasn't it?
It was 14.
But yeah. and remember, not only are they expanding the regular season to 17. There's only one team that'll get a bye in the playoffs, so you could have to win 21 games to get to win the Super Bowl and be undefeated.
Right.
Unless you're the number one seed,
right.
You'll have to win 21 games.
Ain't going to happen.
I think the Dolphins went 17-0.
No, they went 16-0 because I think they went 14-0. There was only 12 games at the time.
Playoffs included.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the playoffs.
It was 14-0. One playoff game in the Super Bowl.
That's it?
Yeah.
So it was 12 six, regular season?
Yeah, there was 12 regular season games in 72.
No, there was 14.
In 72?
I'm pretty sure there were 14 games.
Look that up.
I'm pretty sure they went 16-0 at least.
It said 14-0 yesterday when I was reading it.
Oh.
But I could be wrong.
I just got a problem with Larry Zonka.
Why?
I don't know why I dislike Larry Zonka. Because he's a Ditka.
Oh, he's a total Ditka. Yeah.
Is it the mustache?
It could be. And he's always the face of, breaking out the champagne when some team is 10-0 and they finally lose a game.
It ain't going to happen. No.
So they all get together. And
they can drink until they die.
17 games, including playoffs.
Got okay. it.
17. 14 regular season, 3
okay.
playoffs.
Got it. All right.
All right. So they had to win 2 in the playoffs and then the Super Bowl.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Divisional conference, Super Bowl. There was no wild card.
Some of the 59 players that had Don Shula. Include, but are not limited to, Animal Rocks. I don't even get that one. Big Red Goose.
Now the goose is on the table.
Tony's dad gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Bollocks. Bone, Three Holes, No Waiting gets a hit.
All right.
As does Bruce Jenner's Meat Sleeve. Burger King, Onion Ring Ass gets a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Cadaver dog deet 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 gets a hit. I think is how that
That's
goes.
That's it. Yeah, it's one of our listeners in Pittsburgh. Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, she works in radio, and she just found us on the internet. She works at a midday. She's a midday station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Found us on the internet. Loves the show. Listens all the time.
I'm glad I got that. Then
she's great.
Caitlyn Jenner's nutsack gets a hit.
Yep.
As does Casey Anthony's trunk.
We still don't know if Caitlyn Jenner has a nutsack, do we?
I don't know.
No, we don't.
Yeah. One of those great scenes in that Hangover 2 is when he finds out he banged a lady boy. And she takes down her dress and she's got her junk hanging right out there with his great cans. And I can't even tell you how dirty that scene is.
Isn't it like right over his shoulder, like behind him?
Well, what they're talking about, too, about how they orgasm together.
Yeah.
Then it gets really, really worse than that. It's funny. Ed Helms banged a lady boy. and I remember. What's Cooper? What's his last name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's explaining to him, listen, I've done a lot of crazy stuff. You're just going to forget about this. You're just going to forget about this. Well, this could be tougher for you to forget. But
yeah, I don't think you forget that.
No.
Not with friends like we have.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Warren. He just made out with a guy. And
exactly.
We haven't let him forget that for 20 years.
Nope.
Oh, God, that's too funny. South Carolina woman under arrest for allegedly licking things in at least two local stores.
She just bang her head off the wall.
38-year-old Shaneer Holiday was at the IGA supermarket. They caught her licking her hands and touching various items in freezer door handles. She was arrested in the parking lot shortly after. Later, the owner of Substation 2 told police that she was also seen on camera putting saliva on the sandwich shop's debit machine, coins in a tip jar, and money paid to the clerk.
What kind of drug she on? Is she a crazy liquor from somewhere? I don't get
it. She's been charged with aggravated breach of peace and food tampering. And she has to get tested now. She's looking at a maximum of 30 years in prison.
Yeah, throwing your saliva
around. What would compel you to do something like that?
She's crazy.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
Yeah. Oh, the virus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
That's protesting.
Now, you're right. She's one of those nut jobs of protest.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Apparently, Ben & Jerry's has a new ice cream flavor. It's called Chip Happens. And it's chocolate ice cream, it's fudge, and potato chips.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
That salty sweet thing does work.
Yep, that'll work.
It sounds good.
Is that available now, Craig? Can I go to
Apparently, yes.
Can I get it from the store?
Apparently, it is, yeah.
I might get that.
Yeah.
Put that in your list then. And
wait
in your driveway next Monday morning.
Wait till next Monday next to get that. It's a shame you mentioned that now.
You're a good boy, Todd.
Now I got 6 days to wait.
You can go to the store too, man.
For my Chip Happens ice cream.
Just wear your mask.
That's honestly one of those things I've been trying not to have around the house is
I know,
ice
chip.
Cream.
Yeah, ice cream, yeah. Well,
ice
we
cream,
have
yeah.
to. The kids are in the house, so we got ice cream.
I couldn't get rid of those disgusting masks quickly enough.
Yeah, you got Packer masks there. Yeah, they are disgusting.
Yeah.
Christy showed up a bunch of Packer masks.
That's very kind of her.
Yeah.
Craig and the family.
No, no, no.
No.
Very kind of you. So now we've got the...
There should be a
should have Jordan Love in there. It's your next quarterback in waiting.
Well, if he can wait a few years, I'm fine with that.
He's not going to. He has to, obviously, but he's not going to.
Right. You don't. I mean, even at this point in time, you don't just walk in and say,
no.
Aaron, you got to step off.
Yeah. Aaron's going to be a Viking here in a couple years anyway. Todd gets another retread.
Hopefully it's 5 or 6 years.
Because Todd didn't hate Favre. You hate A-Rod. A-Rod, whatever the hell you call him.
A-Ron.
A-Ron. You hate him. Can you imagine him being a Viking? Jeez.
I suppose I'd have to like him then.
Mm-hmm.
You'd love him.
That depends on how he played for you.
Yep.
Yeah, because Favre was only good for a season with the Vikings.
Yeah.
And after that, he kind of phoned it in.
Well, he was, what's the word? Old.
Yeah.
It's also, no, he was younger than A-Rod is now.
Yeah, but no, for
not,
him,
not,
he was
not
old.
When he quit. Not when he went to the Vikings.
Not when he quit. Right?
Yeah.
Did he then go on?
And he's aging differently. Yeah.
Did he finish up his career with the Jets, Favre?
No, he went to the Jets first.
Okay.
Jets first.
It was Jets first and then the Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. 1 year with the Jets, two years with the Vikings.
Bitter end.
One good year and 1 year where he phoned it in.
And he got hurt at the end of that year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got his head bounced off the turf and was all goofy.
And showed us his dink in New York too. Remember that?
That was nice.
Yeah.
Plus, he was from that older generation of quarterbacks.
They partied, man.
Well, that 40 was old.
Yeah.
Now those guys are living way different.
They are living different. Searches for Carmen Electra on Pornhub.
Well, because of
have greatly increased.
Last Dance.
Yeah. Since she was on. The last dance.
I saw the clip she was on. She's still gorgeous, man. She really is. She's only, what, 45 maybe?
48.
48, okay, I was close.
Is she on Pornhub?
Yeah, good point.
Searches for Carmen Electra surged to more than 1.7 million at Pornhub compared to her daily average of
isn't
just 1,500.
Oh my God. Everybody's watching that show, that documentary. And she was only on the one episode I saw.
Yeah.
Just well, the one that, where they were talking
and
about
Rodman. Then she went and did an interview with the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
Where she was talking about all the places in the arena that they had sex.
They rocked it. That's right.
Oh, I read those clips, yeah. They banged like right in the center of the practice court.
Yeah. Center court.
Yeah, she's hot.
Physical therapy room, weight room.
So, is she naked anywhere?
Oh,
I'm sure.
No sex tape, though, right?
There's at least Playboy stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I think.
Yeah, I don't see anything on Pornhub here.
Well, then we're looking at the wrong place.
Yeah.
Perhaps Pornhub is not the place to look for this. Yeah. It is very possible.
Rodman's camera, maybe.
Yeah, this is some movie clip. I don't even recognize the movie. But she's just in a bikini.
All right.
Nothing naked.
Well, she's got to be naked somewhere.
Yeah, just Google it. Don't go to Pornhub.
Right.
Try the Google Carmen Electra
nude.
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 You seem to be more resourceful.
Well, Google. I use the Google.
When it comes to that.
That's all I do is
Google.
I just use the Google.
I
it's
use
not
the
that
Google
I have
too. But you seem to pick the right, because you'll get
he
a dozen choices.
Look. He knows where to look.
You know which one to click on.
I have a better filter as to what to look for.
Yeah.
When I
so.
See that.
You add the word nude. That's what he does. Yeah, that's all he does.
You never add nude.
I do, but Craig manages to pick out the right link.
I know. He's always got naked chicks over there. He's the man.
Yeah.
And he doesn't pick out the right one first. He clicks on 7 or 8 before he gets to that one.
Yeah.
Let me see all of them.
That's so wrong.
Yeah.
Ah, see, right there. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, not 10 pictures of her naked right there.
Naked.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Yeah.
No. Out of Milford, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Here's what you do. You type in Carmen Electra nude and you go to the images.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
After all these years.
Oh, I guess that I forget to tell you that part.
Yeah.
Hit the images button.
They just added that Google image thing. It's fine.
Yeah. Originally, you mean.
Yeah. Some of these are from The Fappening. Some of them look like, I know she appeared in Playboy.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Probably more than once.
And some of those are going to be fake, too.
Right. Yeah. And I don't want that.
Yeah, but yeah, you can tell that some aren't, and you pick one of those and go to town. Out of Connecticut, a man is accused of
masturbating.
And along those same lines, a Connecticut man accused of exposing himself at the Target. Milford, Connecticut police say that 46-year-old Nelson Vasquez flashed a man in the store's electronic department, then followed him into the men's room and masturbated in the next stall.
Oh.
Mr. Vasquez is due in court June 15th.
What's illegal about that?
All of it.
No.
You mean exposing yourself at the Target?
No, you said he followed the guy. Oh, no, he exposed it outside the Target.
He flashed the guy at the electronics department.
I missed that part.
Followed him into the men's room.
That part you're still allowed to do.
And masturbated in the next stall.
Right. Yeah. Well, that guy should be flattered.
Right.
Should he?
Yeah.
Is the second part technically illegal?
If you're in there pooping, your pants are down anyway?
You were in the stall.
Bush wants to know.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't get any charges out of that.
Yeah, the flashing part should be illegal, but you should be able to go into a public toilet where no one can see you and masturbate. Thinking about the guy you just flashed.
Yeah, because you should be peeking.
That's sitting next to you.
Well, you should be peeking in that toilet anyway.
There's an expectation of privacy.
There is, and your wiener's out anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that was illegal.
I guess other people do other things when their wiener's out. We automatically think about, it's out anyway.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.